Our current computer programming languages leave a lot to be desired security-wise. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Barry Fagan, professor of computer science at the United States Air Force Academy, explores a new approach to keeping our online sites secure.
Did you know the internet address of NPR's website is 216352176? Did you care? Probably not. All you cared about was typing npr.org. Turning the letters npr.org into the numbers of an internet address is the job of the internet's domain name system, or DNS. Every time you open a browser, you use a DNS server to look up website addresses. Without DNS, the internet breaks. Unfortunately, most DNS servers have security holes you can drive a truck through. If a hacker is clever enough, they can send packets that will crash your server, or even worse, take it over. If that happens, they can use your server for their own nefarious purposes. Why do security flaws exist? Well, it has to do with how we program. Most programming languages weren't designed with security in mind. To make programs without security holes, we need to program differently. We need the power of logic and proof. We need mathematics. Our work involves programming to prove your code doesn't have security problems. We use mathematics and special software to create Ironsides, a DNS server invulnerable to most security attacks. Ironsides can't be crashed no matter what input you give it, and hackers can't take it over. We know this just like we know that 2 and 2 make 4, or that the Pythagorean theorem is true. In other words, we're right, and we can prove it. We hope in the future this kind of work will be used to make hacking credit card numbers and emails a thing of the past. After all, you can hack a computer, but nobody can hack math.
That was Barry Fagan of the United States Air Force Academy. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.